Greg, thanks for joining us, and give us a sense of the scene tonight. How are things going in there?
Hello, Aaron. Hello, Chapelboro. The energy is exciting already. The convention hall is filling up. I think we're all looking forward to hearing what Secretary Clinton has to say. It's going to be awfully difficult to top last night, but we think she's up to it, and you're going to hear a wide variety of speakers who are going to emphasize the Democratic message that the United States is better when we are stronger together.
You've got the schedule there. Who else is going to be speaking tonight?
Well, interestingly, you know, we put our most recognizable public names on the stage last night.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight we're really trying to show this Stronger Together message by emphasizing common voices from around the country who are the people that make America great, including one from North Carolina. If you watch, I think during the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to see a young man named Dave Wills who's going to speak about student debt and the impact that it's had on him and why it would be important for us to make college more affordable or even free for some students. And it's voices like Dave's that are really going to be the highlight of the night leading up until Secretary Clinton's speech, because we really want to show people that the Democratic Party stands for the people of the country. We do not believe that there's only one person who can lead us to greatness. We believe that we have to do it together.
And that's certainly the message that Barack Obama had last night, directed specifically at Donald Trump. We're speaking with State Representative Greg Meyer, who's on the floor of the Wells Fargo Center right now. And what are you expecting Hillary Clinton to focus on when she gets on stage tonight? And what do you think she needs to say to make her case strongest?
Well, I think any presidential nominee has to give a pretty broad speech. You know, she'll have to touch a little bit on her biography and her story. She'll have to touch some on domestic affairs and some on foreign affairs. I'll be honest and I'll say I think the challenge for Hillary Clinton is to give a speech as good as what we saw in the speeches last night.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have to follow President Obama, you have a pretty high bar. And he wasn't the only great speech last night. So I actually don't know what's going to be in her individual speech. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I know how important it's going to be, how moving it's going to be to all of America when we have our first woman to accept the presidential nomination.
Democrats have kind of an interesting tightrope to walk, and I think they've been doing a good job of it all week long. All of the speakers have been making their pitch both to sort of the independent or moderate or maybe even conservative leading voters who are just absolutely turned off by Donald Trump, and at the same time, they've got to make sure to bring in the Bernie Sanders supporters who may not yet be sold on Hillary Clinton. Which of those two do you think is the most important demographic for the Democrats to be targeting, if there is one?
Honestly, I think that we're going to try and speak to the entire American populace.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a real broad set of issues come up throughout the evening and people from all over the country. We're not trying to segment the population and leave anyone behind. You know, specifically, I think you'll see that Hillary Clinton will probably speak some to all of the work that she's done to fight for hardworking American families, particularly for people who are in kind of working class jobs or poor communities. I'm sure she'll talk about that. And I think part of the reason that we're seeing Chelsea to introduce Secretary Clinton tonight is that she will probably try and bring a bit of a message that will be directed towards the millennial generation and about what is that generation's responsibility for leading and how can they stay involved in not only this campaign, but in the presidency and the public leadership that is yet to come.
Speaking again with State Representative Greg Meyer, they're about to gavel the convention into session here in just a little while. What has been your highlight so far of the week that you've been up there in Philadelphia? Whether it's something that we've seen on camera or on the radio, or something that we don't get to see on TV.
President Obama's speech has been the highlight. I am so personally influenced and moved by President Obama, not just as a president and a politician, but as a father, as just an incredibly decent and gracious human being. I want to be like him in so many areas of my life. And so just to see him one more time, I was at the convention when he was nominated in 2008, and to kind of see this capstone to his presidency was so moving to me. I mean, moving to tears. And I last night I left with the same sense of high, the same sense of this is one of the greatest moments of my life as I had in 2008 when he accepted the nomination.
And you mentioned 2008 just then. I was thinking when I was watching it last night that it's also a really good bookend to the first big national speech he gave 12 years to the day before in 2004 when he did the keynote at the DNC for John Kerry.
That's right. He harkened back to it extensively in his speech. I love the way that he ended his speech with, you know, really a personal reflection about his time. I love the way that he turned the mirror around to the American people and talked about that we give him strength and hope. And, you know, I believe that that is 100% sincere on his part and also strongly reinforces our message that what we need to do as a country requires everyone to be together.
State Representative Greg Meyer, we got to let you go here in just a second. Before we do, obviously there's been some rumblings in the media about sort of disunity and protests from some of the Sanders supporters and some of the Sanders delegates, particularly in the California delegation. What's your sense of the extent of that?
The California delegation has about 275 Sanders supporters, and they're loud, and unfortunately they've done it at some times that have get some people mad and been a little intrusive into other things. But we're the Democratic Party. We believe in a diversity of opinion, and we believe in free speech, and we have room for them in our big tent, and we look forward to them joining us in voting for Hillary Clinton in November.
A lot of North Carolinians up there, a lot of people from Orange County. We're speaking with you right now. We've spoken with Margo Lester, Penny Rich, Matt Hughes, Jeff DeLuca, a lot more up there right now. When you all get back this weekend, what's the next step for you, and what ought to be the next step for people who want to get involved in this general election campaign?
Well, the Clinton campaign knows that North Carolina is a critical state. I mean, in fact, it to them, in some ways, is the single most important state. The states that have voted for a Democratic president every time since 1980, and if you take all those states and you add Virginia, where Tim Kaine is from, you get to be 15 electoral votes away from the 270 needed for the presidency. And North Carolina has 15 electoral votes. If North Carolina goes for Hillary Clinton, she will win the general election. She will be our next president. There are other states that she could also win to get those 15. But if she wins North Carolina, there's no way that she can lose. And so we need volunteers to join with the Clinton campaign and help turn out the vote this year.
Hillary Clinton speaking tonight, 8 to 11 p.m. is our coverage. State Representative Greg Meyer, we're going to let you go. But thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you when you get back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I look forward to being back home.